carried Model 38 regulation infantry rifles and two hand grenades each, in addition to their pistols. The de facto commander of our group was Yamamoto. He made all the decisions and gave us instructions. Since he was supposedly a civilian, military rules required that I act as commanding officer, but no one doubted that he was the one in charge. He was simply that kind of man, for one thing, and although I held the rank of second lieutenant, I was nothing but a pencil pusher without battle experience. Military men can see who holds actual power, and that is the one they obey. Besides, my superiors had ordered me to follow Yamamoto's instructions without question. My obedience to him was to be something that transcended the usual laws and regulations. We proceeded to the Kalka River and followed it to the south. The river was swollen with thawed snow. We could see large fish in the water. Sometimes in the distance we spotted wolves. They might have been part wild dog rather than purebred wolves, but in any case they were dangerous. We had to post a sentry each night to guard the horses from them. We also saw a lot of birds, most of them migratory fowl on their way back to Siberia. Yamamoto and I discussed features of the topography. Checking our route against the map, we kept detailed notes on every bit of information that came to our notice. Aside from these technical exchanges, however, Yamamoto hardly ever spoke to me. He spurred his horse on in silence, ate separately from the rest of us, and went to sleep without a word. I had the impression that this was not his first trip to the area. He had amazingly precise knowledge of the landforms, directions, and so forth. After we had proceeded southward for 2 days without incident, Yamamoto called me aside and told me that we would be fording the Kalka before dawn the next morning. This came as a tremendous shock to me. The opposite shore was outer Mongolian territory. Even the bank on which we stood was a dangerous area of border disputes. The outer Mongolians laid claim to it, and Manchu Kuo asserted its own claims to the territory, which had led to continual armed clashes. If we were ever taken prisoner by outer Mongolian troops on this side, the differing views of the two countries gave us some excuse for being there, though in fact there was little danger of encountering them in this season, when melting snow made fording so difficult. The far bank was a different story altogether. Mongolian patrols were there for certain. If we were captured there, we would have no excuse whatever. It would be a clear case of border violation, which could stir up all kinds of political problems. We could be shot on the spot, and our government would be unable to protest. In addition, my superior officer had given me no indication that it would be all right for us to cross the border. I had, of course, been told to follow Yamamoto's orders, but I had no way of knowing if this included such a grave offense as a border violation. Secondly, as I said earlier, the Kalka was quite swollen, and the current was far too strong to make a crossing, in addition to which the water was freezing cold. Not even the nomadic tribes liked to ford the river at this time of year. They usually restricted their crossings to winter, when the river was frozen, or summer, when the flow was down and the water temperature up. When I said all this to him, Yamamoto stared at me for a moment. Then he nodded several times. "I understand your concern about the violation of international borders," he said to me, with a somewhat patronizing air. "It is entirely natural for you as an officer with men under your command to consider the question of responsibility in such a matter. You would never want to put the lives of your men in danger without good cause, but I want you to leave such questions to me. I will assume all responsibility in this instance. I am not in a position to explain a great deal to you, but this matter has been cleared with the highest levels of the army. As regards the fording of the river, we have no technical